Slam is something that is a very, it's a film which is very close to me. A lot of people, you know, people talk about this film as being a film about Islamophobia, and I think it's a film about xenophobia. It's that I talk about Muslims because Muslims are the most targeted minorities and migrants in the world. But I'm actually speaking about my own experience as a migrant, as a non-Muslim migrant. But I've been a migrant all my life. So I'm only translating my ideas. And Slam was born from that desire to tell my story somewhere. But the real story was born out of an experience that I had at the Bankstown Poetry Slam. So when I first arrived in Australia, I went to the Bankstown Poetry Slam, and I saw this woman in a hijab stand up on stage, and she spoke this most strong and revolutionary poetry, and very funnily, it was the time when there was a lot of xenophobia going around, and you know, politicians were using anti-Muslim voices. It was a difficult time, and I said, this image that I see in front of me of this woman in a hijab speaking this verse as a strong image that I wanted to do something about it. And it so happened that I saw the same poet outside, because I was with my daughter who was 2.5, and I was outside letting my partner watch some of the other poets, and I saw this woman leave the poetry slam, the Bankstown Poetry Slam, and disappear into the darkness. And that's what gave me the idea of making the film, because I said, in this atmosphere of xenophobia that we live in, what happens if this woman disappears tonight? What will happen to her family? What will happen to people close to her? And the idea of Slam was born from that visual, that image. I think, at least for me, films are born from lived experiences. Mm-hmm. And I often get accused that you know, things that happen around me reappear in my films. And sometimes my friends and people close to me get angry because I have stolen an experience that has happened. But I think that's the way, you know, all writers and artists, you know, you don't work in a void. You work with what you see and what you live. And those experiences get translated in your art, in your poetry, in your literature, in paintings. And so politics are a source for art. Any kind of film that you make, any kind of book that you write, any kind of poetry that you write is connected to politics, or the absence of politics, which is politics itself.
It's interesting you talk about lived experiences, because, and as an outsider to Australia, because how Australians might want to see Australia would be quite different to how you see Australia. And so is that a tension that needs to be reconciled? Because Australia doesn't like to introspect in its own culture too much.
Right. But, you know, it's as someone who's come from the outside and lived here for a certain period of time, maybe I see things which other Australians don't see or do not want to see. But for me, it's part of myself trying to be part of this space, because as I see it and I care for it, if I didn't care for it, I wouldn't make it. So what I've tried to make in Slam is to provoke a discussion about maybe things people don't want to talk about. And I think it's also connected to the fact of me being a person of color. And I think that cinema made by people of color in this country is almost non-existent.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. It's very rare. It's once in a while that it happens. I think it's very rare. I'm not talking about indigenous cinema, and I think indigenous cinema has had its troubles in the past and has managed to make itself into a great line of cinema, like of art in this country. But other migrants don't have a voice. Cinema in Australia is extremely white, and it remains extremely white in its nature of its stories and in the nature of who gets to control it and who gets to make them.
Yeah, you're talking about the image of this woman after the poetry slam just disappearing, and we've had so many stories of that happening in Sydney and Melbourne as well. I think it feels like, in one instance, it's happening in the film, but also it's a very stark reality that plays out, you know, and then...
Well, when I made the film, I didn't think of it as something that would reoccur so many times. And it's, you know, like a filmmaking is a long process. So, I mean, I wrote this film in 2015, 2016. We shot it, you know, in 2016. So it's been a while, you know, and things have happened since. And people relate to those happenings as a connection to the film. But I didn't think of it as that when I made the film. I made the film with the idea of this mysterious disappearance of this young woman who is actually a trope of our violence. She receives our violence gratuitously. And since then, yes, there have been Australian women who have walked away from concerts in the middle of the night and things have happened to them. And it's uncanny that there is a relationship to my story with that.
It's funny because something so simple and innocuous in first instance then becomes a catalyst for introspection in such violent and almost personal ways for a lot of characters in the film. How did you see that play out for, because each of the characters go through their own journey of introspection in the film. How do you connect that with the story of Australia that you're trying to tell as well?
And stories come out from a feeling that as an artist you perceive. You are in a surrounding and you perceive a certain emotion, you perceive a certain feeling, and that provokes you to write a story. And I think what is omnipresent in Slam is the idea of violence. And I think that every character in the film suffers from violence that comes from the state, violence that comes from patriarchy, violence that comes from a dominant discourse. And whether it's Tariq, the young Arab protagonist, or Joanne, the Anglo white police officer, or Amina, the, you know, Tariq's sister, or the mother, or anybody else in the film, they're all suffering from violence. And I think that the film is about that violence that they're all suffering from, and their journeys are connected to this violence that they bear. So I think the film is about violence.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating film. I'm excited to also witness the Poetry Slam at the Hub, which is going to be a big cultural shift from Bankstown to the Sydney Film Festival Hub. I think a lot of people don't realize, but I think from a cultural perspective, it's a big shift for a lot of people to see that happen.
I'm extremely, extremely excited because as an outsider, you know, I've jumped into this arena, I've jumped into this country, and I've made this film, and I'm extremely happy that I can bring together these fantastic poets that inspired me to make the film to the Hub here and introduce their poetry and the power of their words to an audience that probably doesn't even know they exist. It's a great movement in the West, in Western Sydney and in Sydney, because we'll be joined by other poets and we are going to remember Candy Royale. She wrote the poetry for the film, and unfortunately Candy passed away due to her illness that she had, and she could not see the film. And I think that we are going to use this Slam at the Hub as an event to remember her and to hear poetry from people of color, people from different backgrounds who normally do not get a chance to stand on this stage.
Thank you so much, Pato. Thank you for your time. I'm pretty sure the film will do pretty well because it's a fantastic film, and I hope the Slam does pretty well as well.
Thank you. I'm very curious to see how people will react.